Are you an entrepreneur that's short on time, money, or just looking for that success blueprint? The Proven Entrepreneur is the podcast for you. Host Don Williams and his guests are sharing and inspiring entrepreneurs around the world with real success stories. Here's your host, Don Williams.
Let's talk about the gap and results. The other day, I'm on the telephone with a great entrepreneur. I had not seen her in several years, but good friend, very strong leader, love her to death. And as I see her on our video conference call, I'm like, wow, you have lost a ton of weight. And she shared with me, she said, thank you very much. And I'm down about 60 pounds. I was like, wow, that is incredible. Very hard, very difficult thing to lose weight, quit smoking, things like that. And she shared with me that she had kind of yo-yoed on the weight loss for most of her life, taking it off and then put it back on and taking it off and putting it back on. And this time she felt like it was permanent. And so I asked her if she would share her experience on, you know, what led her to success, because the same principles with a big goal like weight loss are the same principles we would use to hit a business goal. And she said, well, Don, it's all about the gap and the results. And I was like, oh, do tell. I'd love to hear about the gap and results. And so here's what she told me. She said, all my life, when I attempted to lose weight and manage my health in a more positive manner, I focused on the gap. And the gap was, here's what I need to be doing now, okay, to end up where I want to go. And she said, you know, if you focus on the gap, if you focus on, okay, I'm going to cut my caloric intake. Okay, I'm going to begin this exercise regimen. Okay, I'm going to withhold alcohol from my diet, or all of the different things that it takes to lose weight, which, you know, we know it's basically caloric intake versus caloric outtake. If you burn more calories than you consume, your body loses weight. And if you do the opposite, your body gains weight. She said, but all her life, every time she'd done it, she had focused on the gap. And that was uncomfortable and it required change and things she didn't like to do. And we know in success in business, many successful entrepreneurs will share that, you know, maybe the biggest common denominator between successful and unsuccessful entrepreneurs is that successful entrepreneurs do things, take actions that unsuccessful entrepreneurs are not willing to do. So in her weight loss, you know, previously had focused almost exclusively on the pain, the uncomfortableness, you know, her dislike of what she had to do in the gap. She said, this time I focused strictly on the results. So I kept the results where I was going to be front of mind, and I enjoyed the feeling I would have when I hit that goal. Okay, so I'm manifesting that in my mind, and my reticular activator, that part of your brain that works for you even when you're not aware of it, you know, makes the activities in the gap seem less undesirable. And so I want to encourage you, you know, we know in business that having a vision of where you want to go is job one. And so that's the same thing as the result. If we focus, you know, if we know the end, we keep the end in mind in the beginning, we know where we're going to end up and we know how we're going to feel and we know the enjoyment that we're going to have of our vision, okay, then what we do in the interim is not as burdensome as it might otherwise be. So I want to encourage you today, focus on the results, not the gap. Make big things happen in your life too. Thank you so much, Don Williams at The Proven Entrepreneur. Bye now.
today's episode of The Proven Entrepreneur. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the show, and leave an iTunes review. Every week, one lucky listener that posts an iTunes review earns a chance to win a drawing for a $25,000 private VIP day with Don himself. Go to provenentrepreneurpodcast.com and pick up a free gift from Don. Please join Don on the next episode of The Proven Entrepreneur.